Welcome to the Daily Zen Tei Show, a reading of the Daily Zen Journal, which is derived from talks given to students and writings of the ancient masters. Each Tei Show will feature text from a selected volume, followed by commentary. The Tei Show is selected and interpreted by Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. The title of this Tei Show is Plum Blossoms, excerpted from Moon in a Dewdrop, Writings of Zen Master Dogen, edited by Kazuaki Tanahashi. My late master, Tian Tong, ascended the seat and taught the assembly. Tian Tong's first phase of midwinter. Old plum tree, bent and gnarled, all at once opens one blossom, two blossoms, three, four, five blossoms, uncountable blossoms. Not proud of purity, not proud of fragrance. Spreading, becoming spring, blowing over grass and trees. Folding the head of a patch-robed monk, whirling, changing into wind, wild rain, falling, snow, all over the earth. The old plum tree is boundless. A hard cold rubs the nostrils. This old plum tree is boundless. All at once its blossoms open, and of itself the fruit is born. It forms spring. It forms winter. It arouses wind and wild rain. It is the head of a patch-robed monk. It is the eyeball of an ancient Buddha. It becomes grass and trees. It becomes pure fragrance. Its whirling, miraculous transformation has no limit. Furthermore, the treeness of the great earth, high sky, bright sun, and clear moon derives from the treeness of the old plum tree. They have always been entangled, vine with vine. When the old plum tree suddenly opens, the world of blossoming flowers arises. At the moment, when the world of blossoming flowers arises, spring arises. There is a single blossom that opens five blossoms. At this moment of a single blossom, there are three, four, five blossoms, hundreds, thousands, myriads, billions of blossoms, countless blossoms. These blossomings are not being proud of one, two, or countless branches of the old plum tree. An Urumbora flower and blue lotus blossoms are also one or two branches of the old plum tree's blossoms. Blossoming is the old plum tree's offering. The old plum tree is within the human world and the heavenly world. The old plum tree manifests both human and heavenly worlds in its treeness. Therefore, hundreds and thousands of blossoms are called both human and heavenly blossoms. This is the time for all human and heavenly beings to turn toward attaining the way, as the old Buddha's Dharma wheel is turned to the extreme limit of the entire world. Even clouds, rain, wind, and water, as well as grass, trees, and insects, do not fail to receive the benefit of this teaching. Heaven, earth, and land are vigorously turned by this Dharma wheel. To hear words never before heard is to hear these words. To attain what has never existed is to attain this teaching. This is the Dharma wheel, which one cannot see or hear without having some inconceivable good fortune. When we enter into plum blossoms and fully study them, there is no room for doubt to arise, because they bloom through the virtue of plum blossoms. Billions of blossoms are one family of plum blossoms. They should be called young plum blossoms. Furthermore, flowers in the sky, flowers on the earth, and flowers of samadhi are all the large and small members of the plum blossoms family. Do not think that plum blossoms are merely snow all over the Shaolin Monastery of Mount Song. They are eyeballs of the Tathagata illuminating overhead and underfoot. Do Do not think that the plum blossoms are merely snow of Snow Mountain or Snow Palace. They are the eyeballs of Gautama's eye of true teaching. The entire world is mind ground. The entire world is blossom heart. Because the entire world is blossom heart, the entire world is plum blossoms. Here, everywhere, right now, is mountains, rivers, and earth. Everything and every moment, our realization everywhere of, I am originally in this land, transmit Dharma, and save deluded minds. One blossom opens for 5 petals. The fruit matures of itself. Although there is the coming from India and proceeding eastward, this is the everywhere of plum blossoms, right now. Dogen. Reading this piece is like standing under a plum tree with blossoms falling all around you, the fragrance enveloping your senses, and feeling connected with much more. Remember the last time the fragrance wafted into your consciousness? Here, Dogen uses the plum blossoms to discuss the interpenetrating nature of reality. With a wordless grace, the natural world communicates an interconnectedness that many teachers have tapped into to help understand principles of Zen. Blossoming is the old plum tree's offering. What then is our offering? To take any teaching to the next step, we only must apply some part of it in our daily lives. Each piece overflows with suggestions, hints, and direct clues. Which ones will we actualize? The master said, "Only one who bursts with enthusiasm do I instruct. Only one who bubbles with excitement do I enlighten. If I hold up one corner and you do not come back to me with the other 3, I do not continue the lesson." Confucius. How about coming up with 1 or maybe 2 other corners for ourselves? With enthusiasm, Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. Recording and audio production by a longtime friend of Daily Zen. Music by Ashat Danielyan at Pixabay.com. To learn about Daily Zen, read journals and quotes, donate, or see the artistry of Daily Zen, please visit DailyZen.com. Thank you for listening, and may your way be clear.